Hey, it's Sean Fennessy. We've got something special cooking on the Prestige TV podcast. I'll be recapping one of my favorite shows, HBO's Barry, every Sunday night with the writer-director star of the show, the great Bill Hader. We'll talk about the show's wild twists and turns, its special brand of dark comedy, and how it all came together. So on Sunday nights, immediately after a new episode airs, you can hear Bill and I break it all down on the Prestige TV pod. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on ye olde clock.
30 minutes.
Clock this week.
It's actually the most electronic clock one could have. It's like Google.com timer, thanks to producer Mike.
Shout
so
Mike.
It's not ye olde. It's brand new. It's from the future. And on that note, let's get into our stories. Our first one comes from the great state of Florida, slash not so great. And it is about weed and a bride who recently got married. Her name is Danya. Her guests at her wedding started feeling weird. One said tingly, one said dizzy, one said nauseated. And then it turned out that the food at the wedding had marijuana in it. And as a result, she is now being charged with two felonies, culpable negligence, a misdemeanor, and the two felonies are food tampering and the delivery of marijuana, and then a misdemeanor of culpable negligence. She was arrested, and she'll be arraigned later in June. It's she and her caterer together, her name is Jocelyn Bryant, who are being held accountable and prosecuted.
I have a lot of questions.
This happened in Orlando.
This was New York Times, so I didn't read it because I refused to get a subscription. First of all, I love Florida, and I love weed.
You do love Florida?
Yeah.
I absolutely do not.
I love Florida.
Okay.
And second of all, where's the groom in all of this?
I know.
Like, is he just like, I had nothing to do with this. It was her. It was Danya. Where's the groom? He's like, and so this is intentional, I imagine. There was like a little jokey joke that they did this.
I don't know. Because it's being prosecuted, I don't think like anyone's given a full interview yet to not incriminate themselves.
Fair.
But
like, who's suing? Now, these people, you know these people. You invited them to their wedding. If you're close enough to be invited to my wedding, you're probably close enough not to like turn me over to the police. Right?
Yeah. Let me read you some details from the New York Times.
Okay.
His name, Mr. Svoboda, he's the groom, was not arrested. When asked, a deputy approached him and asked if he and his wife had consented or requested cannabis in their food. And he replied the blank expression for a few moments before stuttering through a no. So he
great details.
He's like scared straight, stone cold, just trying to not be involved. Meanwhile, his new wife, when asked if marijuana had been put in the olive oil, the bride replied yes and, quote, acted like Miranda Katie, one of the guests who literally narked on them, said, she replied yes, acted like Miranda Katie should be excited as if she were given a gift.
Olive oil.
That's a common thing. Like hemp oil and like weed oil. Like that's a way to get it in everything. It's like like in butter, because it's like all cooked in it, right?
I like it.
Miss Katie also approached Mrs. Bryant, who she saw putting a green substance onto small plates and asked if there was marijuana in food. Miss Bryant giggled. That's the caterer. And shook her head, yes. And
this is a terrible idea.
Now
the terrible idea.
What part of it? Tricking your guests?
Yeah. Dosing your guests?
I don't really get the point.
Because like, there's kids at weddings. There's old people at weddings. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I just don't understand why you would, like think that's fun. I just don't understand.
If you had a tray,
yes,
that was obviously like had a little sign on it and a little marijuana leaf and all of that, and it was high up so the kids couldn't reach
sure.
it, fine.
Also, is weed legal in Florida?
I don't think so.
So that's like just really weird. Go at least have your wedding in a state where it's legal, Massachusetts.
This the whole thing is baffling.
It's so weird.
I'm just going to make a call. We're going to follow up on this, producer Mike. They're
June.
Divorced in 2 years.
Oh, my God.
They're definitely divorced in 2 years.
You know what I like about this prediction? That you think we'll be doing this podcast in 2 years.
Oh, we'll definitely be doing this podcast in 2 years. But Mike won't be here. He'll be moving up in the ranks. There'll be someone else. Yeah, he'll be managing the person that produces the pod in 2 years.
Mike will have like a whole food podcast empire or something like that.
Yeah, it'll be great.
In June, there's the arraignment, so we should have an update, and then hopefully,
that'll be great.
Hopefully, I'll remember.
I want to watch it with the detail that I'm watching the Johnny Depp trial. We can talk about off mic.
Oh my goodness!
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Shout out to them.
Interesting way of putting it, but okay. Let's carry on. We'll follow up on that one. In the meantime, here's a follow up from a few weeks ago. We were talking about fry sauce, and I allege this. I think related to the heinous food from Spokane, Washington. Apologies to all.
I mean, you just said you hated Florida, so whatever.
I'm not apologizing for that.
I love you, Florida.
Spokane, Washington man's pizza included fry sauce, and I was very like, fry sauce, they got it everywhere. Who knows where
I'm
it's from?
I'm very upset about this food news.
Apparently, fry sauce is from Utah.
No, it's not.
And apparently, fry sauce is mayonnaise and ketchup.
Equal parts mayonnaise and ketchup. You can't invent that. It's like inventing ice.
Okay, and also—
You cannot invent that.
When I was growing up, that would be like a salad dressing my mom would make, and it was like a budget Russian dressing. That's not fry sauce to me.
That's not fry sauce.
So if that's being bottled and sold as fry sauce, then like everyone in the state of Utah is like being duped. And then—
Yes.
The other thing is it came from this— Edwards. Like
Don Carlos is taking way too much credit for something that's like definitely not his invention.
Yeah, and then he basically started a company on the strength of this so-called fry sauce, which I had never heard of. It's called Arctic Circle Restaurants. I've never heard of that. And it's
you don't live in the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, but it's apparently all over. Well, this is from Utah. It's like all over the West Coast.
When I read
the
article, it made me feel like, again, I'm going to sound ignorant. Sorry, Salt Lake City and Utah. I think they call that region the Arctic Circle.
They do?
Or maybe the Arctic Circle is the actual Arctic Circle. I sound like such an idiot right now.
The Arctic Circle is in the Arctic. So
I'm so dumb. Carlos is taking way too much credit.
Is it? I mean, yeah, he is. I agree.
Seriously, it's equal parts ketchup and mayonnaise.
I mean, this is Russian. This is like fake Russian dressing to me. Fry sauce has like more of a tang. It's got like some kind of like red dots in it. Like, I just don't understand.
I love.
Yes.
Fry sauce.
Me too.
If I'm with fries, I oftentimes will make sure that I have mayonnaise as well.
I just don't understand how we got here. It's very, very
strange.
Don
Carlos, I'm upset with you.
Next, on to the northern eastern corner of the world.
No.
Of the country.
There's no corner of the world, Kyrie.
Oh my God. Don't get me started on Kyrie Irving.
I won't.
Kyrie, no show Irving.
Another podcast. Vegan-based diet, though.
Yeah. Seriously. I liked in game one when Kyrie Irving went back to get his food when Ramadan ended. Game two.
Yeah.
And I was like really curious to see, or when it ended for the day, what he ate. And he went straight for a banana, which this is food news.
They did talk about that. It was light fruits.
Yeah, it was fruit and a banana. And it was like high sugar, but like
give him a jolt just to get through the game before the meal.
I thought that was like pretty fascinating, and I'd love to know more about it. I just for some reason really enjoyed watching Kyrie Irving eat his banana. I was like, I feel like I'm learning about him as he eats it. He keeps it in the peel, like he keeps peeling as he's going.
Oh, I like that. Keep it fresh.
Also, keep your hands a little bit cleaner so it doesn't get like pasty before you touch the basketball again.
Like that.
Also, I was wondering, did they have some like wipes for him courtside? Did he get some hand sanitizer? Like, I'd like to interview Kyrie Irving only about eating food in the middle of games.
If I had to eat an orange and then play basketball, I'd be very concerned about having sticky hands.
Yeah, of course. And then even the banana, it's like a little bit like pasty from all the starch in it. I don't know. I had some
cues. We'll
have Kyrie.
He lives around here, right?
Kyrie Irving would
love
to
come to Food News. We'll have him on. We'll have him on Food News. Yeah, we'll have him on. Coming up next week, Kyrie Irving.
That would be
awesome.
He's
got plenty of time.
But today, we're talking about Stephen King.
We're going to the northeast corner of the world.
The northeast corner of my world.
Yes.
Stephen King.
Maine. He still lives in Maine, right?
Famous Maine guy.
Big Maine guy.
I believe so. Why would you leave if you're Stephen
King?
Big
Maine
guy. I'm sure he was like rules the roost over there.
Read the tweet. I love this tweet.
Stephen King. He tweeted this on April 19th, 2022. Dinner. Get a nice salmon fillet at the supermarket. Not too big.
Not too big.
Put some olive oil and lemon juice on it.
Mm-hmm. With you.
Wrap it in damp paper towels.
Mm-hmm.
Nuke it in the microwave for 3 minutes or so.
Okay.
Eat it.
Okay.
Maybe add a salad.
Maybe add a salad.
After you eat it or like alongside?
Maybe. He's just like, maybe make it a meal. A couple things. Number one, I don't know what his marital status is, but somebody tells me he lives alone.
Okay.
Based
sure.
Based on this meal prep.
Okay.
Number two, no pepper. Like, you're not going to season this thing at
all? No salt?
Yeah. Just nothing?
You need a little S&P.
3 minutes in the microwave? That's what you're doing, Stephen King?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I don't know. Like, so Jose Andres got, like, really upset about this. He responded, yeah. Stephen King, obviously known for his horror stories. He responded, this is a horror movie. Eat it raw. Eat it plancha. Eat it fried. But 3 minutes on the microwave is like the Twilight Zone. Do 1 minute at a time if you use the microwave. In and out, and undercook better. Let the waves heat the water molecules enough to be warm. That was an interesting take. Here's one thing I like about this. And David Chang is at the forefront of this movement. The microwave movement of like how to make good food at home in the microwave.
Talk to me.
So I like that Jose Andres was appalled at not the equipment, but at the method. He was like, okay.
Yeah, he was like, this is disgusting. I would never do this. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. But if you just do increments of 1 minute, yes. Then it's palatable. It's like, wait a second. You're basically saying the same thing.
I like don't really know like how to use my microwave. I'm always like, what settings? Like, it's like so straightforward, but I'm just like, is this like really working? Is this bad?
Have you ever tried
like
the
weird?
Reheat plate thing yes. That like sensors how heavy it is or something?
It takes
like
forever.
9 minutes. Yeah.
But I do think that's what Jose Andres is getting at. You need to do like low and slow instead of like literally nuking it. And so I just sort of, I like this discourse.
What
is what
percentage
I'm
of the time do you use a percentage setting less than 100% when you
20
use your microwave?
20 minutes.
So I don't really use my microwave that much. I'm going to be
a
honest.
Intimidated by the microwave.
Well, I don't like microwave food. Doesn't have like a, usually it loses like crunch or like.
It loses everything.
Yeah, it loses all of the vitamins and nutrients. Like it's not good. But. When I'm defrosting a bagel, I'm like an old Jewish woman, keep bagels in the freezer.
Of course you do.
And I'm defrosting them. Then, of course, that's like a lower percentage setting.
Yeah,
so you don't overcook it or whatever. You just want it to be soft. And then perhaps you would toast it. Who's to say? I mean, I haven't been doing it lately because I've just been trying to cook and eat local. But I like to keep bagels in the freezer and eat them.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Stephen King, do you? I love this, though.
I just like, here's the thing. Is he trolling us? Like, when he wrote that, was he like, let me just give a helpful hint to my followers? Or was he like, let me just make a splash on Twitter and get some responses? Which one do you think?
He's a pretty active tweeter. Like, I think this is like kind of him being like, fuck you, fine food. Like,
this
is what we do in Maine. This is how we live off the earth and our imported salmon or whatever. But he's a pretty active tweeter and like weighs in on a lot of stuff. So I think he just was like a combination. But I like it. Like, if you're Stephen King level fame, this is like a great way to spend some time.
Will Elon Musk allow him to do this moving forward?
I think that's a hard yes. I feel like Elon Musk is probably a big microwave guy.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, I'd like to learn more about microwave cooking.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to do another confession. I've Googled like how microwaves work and read like the very basic for like a 5-year-old explanation at least 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what's going on in that box.
It can't
None.
Be good.
How is it not hot when I put my hand in there afterwards?
Totally. And like, how are you not just like nuking your brain? I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm like, as I move deeper into life, I become more and more of a quack conspiracy theorist.
Yes. I want everyone listening to this to ask themselves if they could really explain to an adult how a microwave works.
This is a great future topic. We'll be researching it.
You've already done light
research.
I think follow-up food news should be a segment.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Mike, don't let us forget. Add it to the rundown.
Great.
Moving on. Next, we have booze news. This is like a really old school crime, I have to say.
Did you read the whole thing?
Yes, it got really dark.
Weird at the end.
It gets really dark. So over 250 people were arrested in North Carolina for an alcohol crackdown.
So that is nice. Oh, look how good old bootlegging, huh? Just like
funny.
The good old days, prohibition. We're driving around, we're making some moonshine. This is all fun and games.
Cool. Just living off the land, like doing our own
and
thing.
And you're like, 259 seems like a lot of people to run a bootlegging operation.
Yeah, and then it turns out they also seized 6 guns, one of which was an AR-15.
A felon had it.
Yeah, felon. And then It's not funny. I'm only laughing because I'm uncomfortable. Then they discovered fentanyl, crack cocaine, and meth.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, so this is actually like probably people who need help, and this is not good.
Yes.
And there's a lot of danger here. But when I first read it, I was like, oh, this is kind of like a Western movie come to life.
I thought it was like a family of generational bootleggers in North Carolina. Yeah. And it was like
grifters,
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, no, this is like an organized crime that involves like crack cocaine and fentanyl and drugs
and guns.
Let's move on because I'm getting scared.
I hope everyone's okay.
They're not.
Okay, next. This is a really weird story that I really want to dig into because it's fucking strange. And it comes from Food and Wine. Thank you to Food and Wine for keeping track of such things. So apparently, as we've discussed, there's a lot of like Guinness World Records that people try to break. And mm-hmm. so the most recent one in the food world that has been attacked or been challenged is...
I felt like attacked better. Let's stay there.
The highest tower one can make with standard M&Ms, like stacking them on top yes. of each other, like they're checkers or something like that.
If you're listening to this podcast, just what number you have in your head right now, stacking M&Ms, like what do you think the Guinness World Record is?
I think like I know the answer because I read the article, yeah. but I think like me 3 hours ago would have said like
12.
Yeah, I was going to go with 14, something yeah. like that.
Over 10.
Yeah.
It's well, a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
What was it? Drum roll. No, it started at 4.
It started at four. It was 4. It's now 7.
Because it's been broken and broken. My favorite part of this whole thing was the guy had special finger gloves for stacking M&Ms. Special. He had equipment. That should not be allowed.
It was like.
That should not be allowed.
On his two pointer fingers.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like having like when you put like stuff on your hands to catch the ball in football, you know?
Stuff on your hands. Yeah, stick them.
Stick them. It's not yes. allowed.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think stick 'em's allowed as far as I know.
Follow-up food news, we're stacking M&Ms next week.
Oh my God, great idea. There's so much to follow up on in this crazy world. All right, next. This is a cool one.
I love this one.
Me too. I love it too.
I'm intrigued.
I'm really excited about this. So Tropicana, have you heard of it?
How has it taken this long for them to do this? This is like wheels on suitcases. It's like, how have we not done this
before?
This
is something I would have really loved as a child. Tropicana has made...
Child. Yeah, right. You're going to do this the second it comes out. I'm going to be in line for this.
Oh, we got to try this, too. Anyway, we haven't even said what it is. Tropicana is releasing a cereal that has been made to be drowned in orange juice, not milk.
I love that.
I love it, too.
I love it so much.
I love it, too. When I was a little kid, I used to like to eat Oreos and orange juice. Like, I wouldn't dip it in, but that was the combo I wanted.
Whoa.
I know. I never liked milk. Never.
Whoa.
I know. It's weird. And so...
Whoa.
This really would have appealed to me as a child.
Oh, yeah. This appeals to me now.
I mean, yeah. It sounds...
I think this should start a revolution. Milk has had this corner for too long, unchallenged.
And also, now that we're moving away from, like, dairy milk, like, it's sort of, like, it's open. Anything can be...
Hey, dear La Cologne.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's get some coffee. What else? What other beverages would be good in the morning that I could add to my cereal?
Can I put some iced tea over it?
Coca-Cola? No, that doesn't work. Coffee. What about coffee? It's got milk in it.
Mush is doing it. They have the caffeinated mush. I mean, there's so many options here. But this cereal is called Tropicana Crunch, and it is being touted by the creators of it as the first ever breakfast cereal created to pair with Tropicana Pure Premium. So you can sip your sunshine and eat it, too.
And they did a good job. They're like, it's clustery. It's like almond clusters. Kind of like
honey
bunches.
Almond cereal, yeah.
It's because the flakes, the acidity of the orange juice would soggy the flakes.
And the honey almond flavor was chosen to balance against the orange juice
so
tartness.
So sold on this.
Me, too. I think it's a really, really good idea. By the way, have you tried to buy orange juice lately, specifically Tropicana?
No, ma'am.
So fucking expensive. It's like $5. Ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, that's crazy. Should we go to our taste test?
Yes.
I mean, it's like pretty exciting.
Yes.
Okay.
Give us the run up.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over 2 decades, see how far they'll go, get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together, We're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
We discussed it last week. It's been a hot topic for me for a while. And ever since the fall, we've had questions about Emma Hernan's company, Emma Lee Empanada. And then, of course, we're discussing Emma from Selling Sunset. Jacoby, have you watched any of season 5?
No. NBA playoffs. Every night I have to watch like 7 hours of basketball.
I think I've watched like 75% of the playoffs, and I've also seen all of season 5 of Selling Sunset. So just
okay. Sorry.
Sorry, it's a flex.
Sorry.
Anyway, jeez. Do I have any friends? No. Do I have my television?
I watched Recrushed. I set aside time. There's like if someone's team is up by 20 at the half, I go to my wife, I'm like, we're getting an hour of Recrushed in right now.
Hopefully not with the Wolves though, because that's not a real lead, you know?
Touche.
Anyway, last week we were not able to buy Emma's empanadas, and I was really worried she was going to miss her window because the show is coming back.
The site was down something, right?
They were sold out. There's just nothing to purchase.
I just love the idea that you followed back up.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to see, like,
I would have never gone to the website again.
I was like, did she get her shit together? That's what I need to know. And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Because today,
I'm looking at some empanadas.
In front of us, we have her mini beef empanadas. Now, there were only two flavor options, even though she's discussed six. I went for one that I think we can consider standard. I went for the beef one because I have a basis of which to compare it versus regular empanadas. These are vegan.
Yes.
They're made with Beyond Meat fake.
They do not
beef.
Look like empanadas.
What do they look like to
they
you?
They look like an empanada and a dumpling had a fling in Vegas, and this is their, like, love child.
Oh, that's a great way of putting it. They're small.
In Vegas, in a hotel room, like a not like a nice hotel room, off strip.
Like Tropicana, something like that?
Yeah, Hooters, the Hooters Casino.
The Golden Nugget.
Yes.
Perhaps in the bathroom of the Golden Nugget, in and out. Sorry, took it too far. Well, these are just not really very visually appealing.
No, that's one way of putting it.
They also just like look. I mean, I didn't have lunch, so I'm giving Emma the benefit of the doubt. I'm really excited to try them.
As am I.
I feel I need to take a picture. I'm going to do that right now. So
great
when you see it on my Instagram, you'll know that we are actually recording.
Social media team.
And I'm nervous. They were really hot when they came out of the
all
toaster
right,
oven.
You talk. I'm eating. I'm enough.
I'm the one who's eating.
You're hungry.
I'll fill.
So they have they look like I'm going to need lots of liquid because they look dry. The outside just seems extremely dry. I'm looking at this being like, I also need a dipping sauce. I need like some, I need something
I need
to dip this
sauce.
In.
This tastes like a Tostino's pizza roll.
Oh. Huh. Oh, good crunch sound.
It's good.
I just want everyone to know, Julia went back for the second bite. Normally we have like an unwritten rule
here. Oh, that you get to bite.
Where it's like one bite and then I talk and then you talk, but you are hungry, huh?
I didn't have lunch.
Listen to this. It's a great sound.
It's good. It's just like nothing special. It tastes like Costco food. And I did see it's now being stocked at Costco.
No way.
Mm-hmm. In Seattle only.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
10 minutes.
As of now. Also, the packaging was like so janky. It came with like a flyer.
None of this says Emma to me. You know what I mean?
Me neither.
Like when you look at the honest
products.
There's
nothing high end about this.
Yeah. There's nothing like I only wear designer clothes about this.
It's okay.
It's, hold on.
I mean, I'm hungry and I'm going to have a second because I want to.
Yeah, you're hungry.
But.
Definitely giving me pizza roll vibes.
Yeah.
You're not a spice person. I'm a spice person. I need more spice.
It's not very spicy. You need a dipping sauce.
And it also needs a dipping sauce.
And it can't be fry sauce.
Yeah.
But like what dipping sauce would be good with this? That's the thing. It doesn't taste Mexican. It doesn't taste like, it tastes like kind of like the worst case scenario of like a Jamaican patty from like your pizza shop or whatever.
Oh yeah. That's been there for 4 months.
I love those, but like
those are fine.
They taste better than this.
I will say that this isn't as bad as I thought it would be. It needs spice. I would put hot sauce on this, and I think I could eat it. If I was hungry, like you are, and these were in front of me, I would eat them all.
I'm going to, it's not bad. It's just like, it's a big nothing. It reminds me of the kind of thing that like when you went at my summer camp, like food was currency and you're like, oh my God, anything that's not food from camp. And like, if your like counselor brought this to you in the middle of the night, like snuck it in, you'd be like, this is incredible crack. Thank you.
Does that happen? What a cool counselor.
Yeah. They would bring you like a grilled cheese or pizza or something like that. It was like a special treat.
I like that guy.
It was a woman, but
shout to her.
I mean, it was like multiple counselors. Anyway, okay, Emma, this is just not high end. That's my main
response.
Yeah,
we need to rebrand this.
It's like, it's also not an empanada. It's just sort of like a freezer food.
She should make up a new word for this.
Yeah, I guess like, but like, it's what not would you empanada. Call it? It's also it's offensive to empanadas because it's nothing like empanadas.
I do want to say that I've got a lot of negative thoughts and feelings about them, but I'm staring at them and I want another one.
Yeah, I'm really.
So it's like the fact is the fact that I want like, another one.
It's like if you went to like a party at someone's house, and I think you've been to a party at my house before.
I thought you were going to say someone's house. Like, yes, Juliet, I've been to a party before.
No, but I like to go to Costco and like have
all
like
the
pigs
all,
in a blanket
yes.
and like little quiches. Like that's my party vibe. I would be happy, though not like over the moon, to eat this at a casual party.
If this was one of like 12 options of finger foods at a party, I would have one.
If I had like 4 mozzarella sticks, 4 pigs in a blanket, 2 little quesadillas, and then 1 empanada, I'd be good.
Yes. And I also want to say this.
How many calories did I just describe? 4,000? Like
exactly. But can we talk about the calorie thing for a second?
Yes.
Who's eating 2,000 calories? Like who?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
So very few. People who are dieting.
I hit 2,000 calories by 11 a.m. every single day.
I don't know, man. It's not just about the calories, but the kind of food you eat, too.
One thing I do want to say in defense of Emma and her empanadas.
I'm going to have enough, some more while you're doing that.
She also should put 2 M's in empanadas, by the way. It's a no-brainer, right? Empanadas. Come on, Emma. What are you doing? Like, who is your best friend? Like, who? You know, did no one say that to you, Emma? Come on. Secondly, we both eat meat. So we're kind of looking at this like, oh, it doesn't taste as good as an empanada. It doesn't have the same flavor. But if I was like a true vegan, this would be a nice option.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted something like an empanada.
It does have a good like meat-like texture.
Yes.
But we can't really give her credit for that because
if
that's beyond meat.
If you gave this to me and told me it was a beef empanada, I would not be like, no, it's not. Seriously. And that's what we're looking for in the world.
Yeah. I had 2. I'll probably have a 3rd later.
Oh, I'm definitely, when we're done recording, going to have another one.
I'm sorry, people.
And I just ate lunch.
I was really hungry. I needed to have it. But
you don't have to apologize.
It was good. I don't know. All right. Personal food news time?
I have some personal food news.
Let's hear it, man.
Moved into a new neighborhood a couple years ago.
Okay. And I would just say, like, if you moved in the last 2 years, it's kind of like reset the clock starting now because Dr. Fauci said that, like, we're no longer in a pandemic as of today. So it's
shout to Fauci.
Can, like, really explore.
Fauci dog.
He's not going to the White House Correspondents' Center, though, because of COVID, so.
Oh, okay.
So he's still in a pandemic.
Personal pandemic, aren't we all? And there is, in my neighborhood, I love it very much. It's a little secluded, and which means there's not a ton of options within blocks. Like, in my old neighborhood, there's everything within 3 blocks. Every single thing in the world. Like, everything. So there's a Le Pain Cadotien. Okay?
Okay.
First of all,
I didn't know what you were just saying for a second.
I had to learn how to say that forever.
Just call it LPQ.
There's an LPQ in my neighborhood. And I was like, oh, that's great. This is going to be my go-to like coffee spot. And then I go in there and I'm like, what are you good at? Like, what is this place?
Okay.
What do they make here?
I'm ready.
It means the daily bread. So I guess it's a bakery, but they have very limited breads. I've never seen anybody buy breads in there.
So it started in Belgium.
Okay.
In Brussels, where they also speak French. It's also in Paris. It has like galettes, like it has like flatbreads, like that are pretty good. But I actually think the coffee is really good there.
It's fine. It's overpriced. It takes too long. Like, I'm just going to go to the bodega or the coffee stand.
Slow coffee is the bane of my existence.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I hate it.
There's a coffee truck guy who's very sweet and gives me free eggs right across the street. And it's a 12-second thing. A 12-second exchange.
With coffee, I could not be more impatient. Do not even try to give me a pour-over coffee. I will absolutely not wait.
Are you kidding me?
Literally, I left San Francisco for a few reasons, but one of it was because there was so much pour-over coffee. And there was not.
From San Francisco. vodka because of pour over coffee.
I wasted a lot of time waiting for coffee.
That's my favorite thing about you.
I wasted a lot of time waiting for coffee in San Francisco.
Why did you leave San Francisco? Too much pour over coffee.
Not enough chains there. Just give me a fucking Starbucks.
Yes.
Just give me a Starbucks, okay? There was no Dunkin' there. There probably still no Dunkin'. Listen, it's a lovely place to visit. Just too much time spent waiting for coffee.
So I guess it's a walk in and grab some stuff and then leave place. No. I sat down one time and they gave me a menu. The menu makes no sense.
Well, they've got some salads. They've got, I feel like if I went there, I have warm feelings towards it because I had once had a really great trip to Paris and there was an LPQ like down the street and I would like pop in to get coffee in the morning. And like, I know I was in Paris and I didn't really need to go there, but it felt more, since it's like a French name.
Yeah,
and a French
it's like
city.
Having a Guinness in Dublin. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I went to the Guinness factory. Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, I just like their coffee too, but I think like the only thing I would really order there is like basically oatmeal and something like with like dried fruit.
Everything's super expensive. Weird. I just don't understand it. And it's also like, we've got to do a rebrand.
Why?
Because no one knows how to say the name.
Le Pain Quotidien?
Sure, but like.
It's fine. It's French.
Really?
Sure. LPQ, man. You can call it that.
I don't know. I don't understand that restaurant. Because now they're all over the place in New York.
Yeah.
I was like, this place sucks.
They're used, you know what's really all over the place is Mama. Have you been to that?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Mike, have you been to a Mama? There's like
this is not all over the place. Me and Mike, have you seen a Mama? Do you know
14,
what she's talking about?
There's 14 of them.
Okay. They're not all over the place.
There's 14 of them in the New York City area. Okay. You did a survey of two.
Yes.
You guys also did not know the meme.
That's great, Bob. I hear it all the time. Not so great, Bob.
Not great, Bob.
I never heard it. Now I hear people saying it all the time.
Russillo said it on Bill's pod at the very beginning a couple of episodes ago, and I wanted to send you the clip. And then also, I did send you a tweet of Skeets from...
Formerly Basketball Jones, then the starters, currently No Dunks.
Yeah,
my gosh.
He did it too, yeah. Shout out to
the Grantland days.
Yeah, seriously. I like Trey Kirby too, nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... You guys hadn't heard of that meme, so I can't trust your judgment. But Ma, it's all over
New
York.
2 minutes.
And it's kind of similar, but like a lot better because the food's actually good. Like you can get a really good meal there. Like they have like really good breakfast bowls or whatever.
You cannot get a meal at their pancake.
Yeah, it's not good. I like how you just garbled it, but you just like swallowed words.
I don't know how to say it,
right? Yeah. Okay, my turn. On the topic of food from your freezer, I tried this like home soup dumpling thing that you get in the freezer.
Follow up food news.
And it's called XCJ, Chinese street food. And it's soup dumplings. And they come, there's two different kinds. There's pork and then pork and shrimp. It comes with a bamboo steamer. And you put it over just like boiling water. So you like take a pot, you boil it, and then you use the steam from that to cook the dumplings over like 15 minutes. It also comes with three dipping sauces, including the vinegar you get it at Din Tai Fung and elsewhere.
I love this.
It's really good.
I love this.
It's really good. It's also like a great standby dinner. I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do tonight. Oh, let's have some dumplings. And
I love this.
It's really good. It's called XCJ. You can order it online.
XCJ?
XCJ, Chinese street food. Yeah. It stands for Xiao Qi Ji.
Okay. See, again, LPQ. They just went ahead.
They're just like,
we're using letters.
Yeah, it's great. It's honestly like, it's great though. Like two nights ago, I was like lazy, didn't feel like cooking, also sick of ordering in, too lazy to go out. And so I
have a follow-up question. Sorry
dumplings.
To interrupt because we're running out of time.
Yes?
You don't have one of those spoons in your home though.
No, I don't.
So how did you approach that?
I used a big, like just like a big 30 spoon.
30 seconds.
And then a fork and I just like used.
So you're a 2 bite per dumpling person.
Well, the way you're supposed to eat them, as I previously told you, is you suck out the soup and then you eat the rest. And so that's what I did.
Where did you learn that?
From eating soup dumplings a lot. Also, actually.
You said you're supposed to. Maybe that's just the way you do it.
Doesn't XCJ,
mean you're supposed to.
No, XCJ comes with instructions.
Instructions on how to eat it? Oh, God, I love this place. I'm getting some.
It's really good.
I'm getting some.
It's really good. Thank you so much to Mike Wargon for producing this episode. Thank you, Emma, for restocking.
Shout out to Emma, yes.
We really needed it.
You know what? And thank you to you for going there once, them not having any, and then you going back a few days later. I would have never done that, and you just go above and beyond for food news.
I just really wanted to try, but yes, it's also for the pod.
I'm definitely going to eat another one right now.
We'll be back next week.